everybody, and welcome to a brand new series of the weekly edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let me do that again, because that's really confusing. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new series of the Pitching In NPL show, in brackets, the weekly edition. And joining me back here on a Friday night, it's Mr. James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben. How are we doing?
All right. So welcome back, everyone, to the weekly show. We obviously had a preview show last week. This is a lot more civilised and a lot more calmer, isn't it? But it's only the calm before the storm, everybody, because the brand new league season kicks off tomorrow, or today, if you're listening to us on Saturday. And on this week's show, we're going to be previewing as much as we can the opening round of fixtures in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We're also going to be hearing from some new clubs to the Northern Premier League. Already, at time of recording, we've already interviewed Boldmere St. Michael's' Neil Kitchen and Peter Gill, the manager at St. Neots Town. But we're hoping for a few more interviews. But James, we're going to kick the show off talking about the Premier Division and I'll just count how many teams there are. 22, 11 fixtures. The 11 fixtures which are taking place on Saturday afternoon in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We're back underway, and there's not a lot we can say, really, James, that we didn't already say last week. So we're just going to do a kind of broad introduction to the Northern Premier League Premier Division for this season, just by outlining some of the intriguing fixtures which are taking place. We're going to do this in some form of order. Let's use the good old-fashioned alphabet. FC United of Manchester taking on Atherton Coles in a bit of a M-Postco derby. Atherton Coles, with one of the best defensive records as well last season, taking on FC United at Broaders Park on Saturday.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see how both have performed with each other, especially with unknown quantities around both sides at this moment in time too. So both know for each other from the end of last season as well. FC United had a good start of season record at all recently.
This FC United have not won their opening league match in 10 years. Pretty sure it was 2012. So an intriguing one. Geisler, new to the league, joining us from the National League North. They're taking on a team who are also new to the division this season. That's Marine, but they join us from the West Division of the NPL. We had Thomas Feeney on last week. Hopes are high at Geisler, but Neil Young taking Marine back into the Northern Premier League Premier Division for this season. Hopes must be high as well on Merseyside. So,
yeah, indeed. I mean, first time they've both met in any competition for over 12 years themselves. Marine winning the last one back in April of 2010, the year guys they actually won the league.
Hyde United taking on Radcliffe is another local derby in the NPL alongside FC United against Atherton Coles, of course. What do you think? I'm not even going to ask you, James, about this one because I don't want to ruin it for you.
Me and Bertie have already agreed. Hyde don't have a great opening day record. Radcliffe's is probably worse. We've already agreed it's going to be a 0-0 game.
And it's fixture previewing like that is one of the reasons why this show's never been nominated for any form of award. Lancaster City against Dantwich Town. That's an interesting game to kick things off. I think both teams will be looking for a better season this year, with Lancaster having a strong showing towards the end of last season after a very good opening to the campaign. It was just that middle bit. Nantwich, they had a storm in second half to the season, particularly after Christmas. It got much better for them, didn't it, in the closing months of the season. So it'll be interesting to see how all that combines with pre-season as well. Liversidge taking on Ashton United, James. Is this going to be a good indication of where Liversidge are? I know it's a ridiculous question to ask. I don't think it means anything, whatever the result is, but I'm intrigued by Liversidge.
I think a lot of people are. I mean, obviously, what do you got? A front suit of Gary Nowert and James Walshire, two well-known players in the NPL. Yeah, granted, they're a little bit more aged than what we've been used to in the past. You've got to take them seriously. I mean, Ashton United have recruited very, very well in the last couple of weeks as well. So I think with Ashton United as well, another one with a bit of a point to prove for going into this year. But with Liversedge, it is going to be a tough ask because one of the top scoring sides in the East Division last year, with obviously Marshall United at the same time going right to the wire for the title too.
Just a reminder, Liversidge were Berkey's dark horses for this season. You mentioned Mash United there. Mash United, they're hosting Belper Town. Belper Town joining us from the Midlands division of the NPL after a brilliant playoff campaign last year. Manchester United, I have to say, the old cliche, we've seen it so many times before, where a team who finishes second, pipped to the title in the closing stages, never does well in the playoffs. So it can't be understated what an achievement it was for Manchester United to get promoted, especially with how competitive, let's say, that playoffs was in the East Division. And speaking of competitive, pretty competitive in the Midlands, wasn't it, as well, in that playoff setup. So, yeah, two of them going head-to-head this weekend. What about Matlock Town and Whitby Town, James? There wasn't too much between these two teams, was there? I mean, Whitby were really going for the playoffs, weren't they? They were always fifth or sixth all the way through the season. For Matlock, they were always first, second or third, weren't they, before they had that little dip towards the end. But they were both in that top six, that's for sure, throughout the majority of last season. So it'd be interesting to see what happens in this game to kick the season off for these two teams at Causeway Lane.
In terms of Whitby, it's Michael Fewster's opportunity to show how great he is as a striker. It's obviously losing Jacob Hazel, but again, gives new players opportunity to go and shine. Matlock have just recruited Nico Di Girolamo. So both sides have recruited well enough, and again, they look like they could be threatening. It's just more a case of can they repeat how they've not just finished last season, but continue the form that they had.
South Shields, they'll be taking on Stalybridge Celtic. Chris Wilcott's first competitive game in charge at Stalybridge is a tough one, to say the least. And travelling to South Shields, who, as Mark Rivers said last week, Mark fancies will be certainly towards the top end of the table, let's say, with Kevin Phillips having a pre-season under his belt. So we'll wait and see what happens there at Mariners Park on Saturday. Stafford Rangers, they'll be taking on Bamber Bridge. That's an interesting game for those two clubs to kick the season with. Both teams will be looking to kick on, dare I say it. Stafford Rangers were 7th, 8th, 9th or thereabouts, weren't they? Bamber Bridge were in the playoffs for a lot of last season, but then dropped out towards the end, but then had a bit of a bounce, didn't they, towards the end as well. So that will be an interesting one there at Marston Road. Warrington Rylands, James, taking on Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity under new management now. Not a good away record for them last season. Warrington Rylands, though, a lot of people predicting good things for Warrington Rylands this year. They're not here to make up the numbers.
Indeed not. I mean, Gainsborough, completely new side, pretty much. I don't forget, obviously, with Tom Shaw leaving towards the end of last season, they've rebuilt quite a lot there. There might be people on eye on this one.
One team standing in Warrington Rylands' way, though, from having a good season, is Warrington Town. Warrington Town taking on Morpeth Town on Saturday in what I'm going to describe, James, as game of the weekend. Because this, both teams, I think, will be looking to be in and around the playoffs this year. I'm right in saying this is game of the weekend in the Premier Division. Don't think I'm stepping out of line there.
You've got three or four games that you give that title to, realistically. But yeah, with both sides there, I think Morpeth will be looking for a lot better start from last season. I think there's a lot more expectation on Warrington this year to try and perform well.
Well, that was our fixture preview. There is some Tuesday night games. Ashton United hosted South Shields. Tricky game, that one, for South Shields on the road on Tuesday. Atherton Colts taking on Stafford Rangers. Bamber Bridge hosting Mash United. Belper Town hosting FC United. Gainsborough Trinity against Hyde. Marine against Lancaster. Morpeth Town against Geisler. Nantwich hosting Warrington Rylands. Radcliffe hosting Matlock Town. Warrington Town travelling to Stalybridge. And Whitby hosting Liversidge in a Yorkshire derby. So there we go. Well, that's all the fixtures for this week in the Pitching In NPL Premier Division. And a big good luck to everyone in league action. And remember, we don't look at a league table until 10 games in for a reason. It is hashtag early days. James, it is early days as well in the FA Cup this season, but we have had some extra preliminary rounds, and I'm pleased to report we've had some success as well for our sides in the extra preliminary round of the FA Cup. Far too many results to go through, in all fairness. For all the results, go to the npl.co.uk. But Boldmere St. Michael's, they were 1-0 victors over Walsall Wood. And we're going to go to Boldmere St. Michael's now, because they join us from the Midlands Division. They secured promotion by finishing second in that league and then qualifying via the interstep playoff. So a lot for Boldmere St. Michael's to do to get into the NPL Midlands Division, but they've done it. And they're also through to the next round of the FA Cup, as we discussed there. So let's hear now from the manager at Boldmere St. Michael's. And I'm pleased to say it's a welcome back to a dear old friend of the show. Here's Neil Kitchen. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the MPL show. And first things first, a big congratulations on the promotion to Step 4. How was last season?
Well, thank you. Yeah, really good. Really tough season at Step 5. Midland League, you know, renowned for being a real tough division to get out of. And we're really pleased that, you know, the first full season we've had since we've been at the club, we managed to get the club out by finishing second and getting promoted for that playoff game. And as a club, squad of players, club management team, we're absolutely over the moon.
Because we'd have to let people know, you were appointed back in 2019, and obviously with COVID, so disruptive to football. I mean, how pleasing was it to get a full season and a full season the way you had?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been at the club best part of 3 years now, and we took over the late September of two seasons ago, and then obviously got started, played, I think, about 20 games, and obviously COVID hit, so that season got abandoned. And then the following season, we came out of the lockdown. We did all the planning for the following season, recruited, brought some players in. And I think we were only, I think, six games in or something like that, if that. And obviously we had the second lockdown, if you like, and the second curtailment of the season. So difficult. And, you know, everybody was a bit tentative to get going again. We did. And this third season, if you like, first full season, you know, we've managed to finish it and finish strongly and get the club promoted, which we're really chuffed about.
Well, like I said, a big congratulations to everyone at the club on that promotion. And also, we should say, big congratulations for a bit of competitive action last weekend in the FA Cup extra preliminary round. A very good victory over Warsaw Wood. So, hit the ground running for this season already.
Yeah, so, yes, I mean, we start a league programme this Saturday, but starting early with an extra prelim round against Warsaw Wood, which was a really, really tough game. Harry Harris there has recruited really well. He's put a strong side together. They're going to be a real force at Step 5. And, it, you know, we played them last game of last season in the league, the game before the playoff final. They beat us 4-0 and beat us 4-0 comfortably. You know, luckily, we got through in the playoff final and got promoted. So we knew we were in for a tough game on Saturday, and it was. You know, we played well first half, deserved the lead. But second half, they threw everything at us. And if we'd have had to go to a replay on Tuesday night, you know, it perhaps would have been a fair result. They had some good chances and we had good chances, but luckily we scored and managed to keep a clean sheet. And it's, you know, it's really pleasing to get through to the next round of the FA Cup.
Well, let's talk about the league and this weekend, because it all kicks off an away trip to Loughborough Dynamo. Loughborough Dynamo had a decent season last year on top of a decent season a few years back as well. So tough game, this one. I mean, what's your expectations for this season? Because I know it's a new league for the club. However, you know, when you look at the makeup of the division, there's plenty of sides around you geographically that you're more than aware of. So, I mean, what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, away game, first game is going to be tough. They're all going to be tough, home or away, but especially away, first game is going to be tough for us. We've stuck really with the side that, or the squad that did well for us at Step 5. So they've all been retained. They're all getting an opportunity at Step 4. We've added three new players who've got step three, step four qualities and experience. So we're going into it to have a real good go. We're a club that are used to winning. We've had a good season. We're on the back of getting promoted. The club's used to winning. The players we've got around us are used to winning. As a management team, we're used to winning. So our expectations are to go in and do really well. Where that'll take us, we'll see. You know, we'll get the first half a dozen games out of the way and it'll give us a good idea of, I suppose, where we're at. We've got some tough fixtures to start off with. But I'm really looking forward to it. There's some big clubs, the Hales Owens, the Chase Towns, Stamfords, you know, that are well-resourced and have always done well at Step 4. And we're just really looking forward to going up against them and seeing how good we are as a squad of players and as a club at Step 4. And we don't fear it, that's for sure. Really looking forward to having a bash and seeing how good we actually are.
And what's the mood at the club like more generally? Because you mentioned, obviously, there's going to be a match, two matches at least this season, with Hales Owen, there's Coleshill, Sutton Coldfield, Chase Town, Sporting Cowser, who I know you play on Tuesday. So it's welcome to Step 4, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah, but it's buzzing. Everybody just, you know, everybody at the club, all the committee, the fans that use the club regularly throughout the week as a social club. Everybody's buzzing. They can't wait to get started and fix your lists out and been printed off. They're in the bar and everyone's picking the fixture list up and picking out games that they're looking forward to seeing. And like you say, there's some big local derbies, some big fixtures against Sutton, against Coastal, Hal's Owens, Chase Towns, you know, some real nice fixtures to look forward to for committee and fans that really have only ever had Step 5 football to look forward to. You know, there's lots of stuff going on around the club, all the pitching in signs going up and changes to exits and entrances at the club and little things that need to be done to play at Step 4. So a lot of work going on and off the pitch, but it's exciting times.
And Neil, obviously you touched upon the fact it's an away game to kick things off, but we do have to mention the Tuesday night game against Sporting Calza.
Yeah.
Sporting Calza, cracking club, obviously, but yeah, a club I think you're more than aware of, as you know, you played each other in the past. I mean, what's your thoughts on a message to the Bournemouth faithful to get to that game on Tuesday night, especially?
Well, yeah, our first home game, and you know, a real tough one in Calcer, getting promoted the season before at Step 5, and Ian's obviously done a fantastic job there. And then they've had a really, really good season at Step 4 last season, more than held their own and weren't too far outside the playoffs. So they've done really well and he's retained the majority of his squad. So they'll be a force again. So that's going to be a real tough one. And we're going to need our army of fans, if you like, there watching and cheering us on. It'd be tough. And, you know, the Calcer game, I'm not sure whether you're aware, but we play Calcer on the Tuesday night in the league. We then go to Calcer on the Saturday in the FA Cup now. And then a fortnight later or a week, 10 days later, we play Calcer in the FA Trophy. So three times in about 10, 12 days, I think it is. But no, it's looking forward to it. It's good for the club. Long time coming. Like I said, they've only ever been at Step 5. So it's for a lot of people that have followed Bournemouth, whether it be a fan or a committee member, people like Alan Parsons, who's been at the club for well over 30 years, player, coach, manager, chairman, you know, done all the roles now. And for someone like that to get the opportunity to watch his team play at Step 4, that's what we do for people that put the work in, really. It's their job, it's their life. They spend all the time at Bournemouth. A lot of this committee do, a lot of the committee and people around it, they live there. That's the life. So it's really pleasing that they can watch a better standard of football this season.
Well, Neil Kitchen, manager of Bournemouth St Michael's, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day
for joining us.
And you're not officially welcome to the NPL until you've been welcomed by the podcast, as you know, Neil. So welcome to the league, and best of luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks ever so much. Cheers, mate.
Manager of Bournemouth St Michael's, Neil Kitchen, there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And let's stick with the Midlands division now, and another new club to the league this season is St Neots Town, and they too were victorious in the extra preliminary round of the FA Cup this past week. And to hear the mood now at the Cambridgeshire side as they embark on a brand new league season in the Northern Premier League this weekend, let's hear from their manager now. Here's Peter Gill. Well, Peter, big thank you for joining us. And first things first, a big congratulations on the FA Cup victory last week, and quite a performance.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on, first of all. And yeah, thank you for those comments regarding the FA Cup. It was a good performance from the lads, particularly in the second half. It wasn't a game that, see, 6-1 sounds very convincing, but I think if you dig a little bit deeper, we obviously went 1-0 down, which caused a bit of panic, and our first half performance probably wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, but we managed to settle down. I think it was a bit of nerves and excitement, and sort of we went away from the things that we've been doing in pre-season, but once we sort of clicked into gear in the second half, we managed to get through the tie, which is the main thing. So yeah, pleasing to get through the tie.
And obviously the headlines taken by Trey Charles, who's got a hat-trick. Happy with his performance? To ask you a stupid question?
Yeah, I mean, pleased. I mean, he won't mind me saying this. He should have scored 5 or 6, to be fair. And I do feel sorry for old Declan, because Declan was also, and Chi was also on 2 goals. And when the penalty was awarded late on, there was a lot of questions as to who would take it. But Trey being the centre-forward that he is and the forward that he is, stamped his authority, and he walked away with a hat-trick. So we feel sorry for Deck, but no, we were pleased with Trey's performance. Good that he's getting into the goal-scoring positions. As I say, if we were being critical, He'll admit it himself, he could have scored more, but a pleasing way to get off the mark for sure.
And happy as well with, because obviously there's a league campaign which starts this week in a brand new league. Was it handy as well to have a competitive game like that before the league season starts?
Yeah, only if you win, yeah. I would say. There was, I think that added to the nerves and the anxiety because we were playing a team that had played two games previously, and that sort of probably showed in the first half because we were a bit nervy, a bit edgy, whereas obviously I think having that sort of competitive game does help. But and I mean this with all due respect, I think we're going to face a totally different type of game on Saturday. You only need to look at where Chasetown finished the season and how close they were to promotion themselves to know that they'll be one of the league favourites. So it does help. It probably didn't help in the first half, but yeah, I think it does help. But at the same time, there is an air of caution because it's a totally different monster we're going to face on Saturday, and we have to be ready for that. And we have to know that if we perform like we did on Friday night, that probably won't be enough in all reality to get a positive result because it's a real juggernaut we're facing in Chasetown. So we'll have to be at our very best.
And with regards to preparing for this brand new season in a brand new league, how's the squad shaping up heading into this? Are you happy with the recruitment and that side of things? Because obviously you're no longer looking south, you're more looking west now, aren't you? So has that factored into your preparations at all?
Yeah, it's made a massive challenge for us. And me, myself, I'm a London lad, so sort of a lot of my contacts are down this way. And when you're convincing players from around London way to sort of travel up to Coventry and Birmingham every second week, it's a bit harder. So it has had an impact. We had to have a overhaul because a lot of the players from last year decided that the travel and the distance wasn't quite for them. But in terms of the squad that we have got, I mean, I've got to doff my cap at this point to my assistant and our coach, Sean Greygoose and Mark Abbott, because we've been speaking every day and I've annoyed them with texts, Zoom calls, phone calls, meetings throughout the summer because we were faced with a reality of we got three players left from last year. So at one point we were hoping the league was going to be moved to a five-a-side league, I think. But we've got there with the squad. It's a squad that we're pleased with. It is going into the unknown, so we have to be ready to act if there's certain areas that we maybe haven't got quite right. I hear a lot about the league and the physicality and how much harder it is than the Southern League. So we're pleased with the squad we've got together. It's a good group. They're good lads. We think there's a bit of ability in there as well. But we'll obviously have to be ready to adapt and adjust because this is a new adventure for the whole of the club, none more so than myself, really being a Southern-based coach, as it were. So this is a new experience for me and we'll just have to be ready to adapt. But overall, we are pleased with the squad we've managed to get together, for sure.
All that being said, there are some familiar names who aren't too far from you. Cambridge City, for example, Yaxley, just up the road. And I think, from memory, Hales Owen were once in the same league as yourselves a while back. So there are some familiar names there. It's just kind of adjusting, isn't it, to begin with?
Yeah, definitely that. And I mean, funny enough, I say my full-time role is with Cambridge United and Robbie Nightingale, the Cambridge City manager, is actually the groundsman at the training ground. So that'll be an interesting affair when we go and play them. Bearing in mind, we'd have to see each other on the Monday morning. So we'll have to be on our best behaviour. But no, there are a couple of local games. And obviously, Hal's Own was someone that we've picked our wits against in the past as a football club. So, looking forward to the challenge and sort of being ready to adapt and adjust as we go along, for sure.
What's your expectations for this season, given the fact I'm interviewing you, we're not even in the middle of August yet, and as you've said, it is a trip into the unknown. So what is your expectations? What's your hopes for this year at St Neots?
I'm going to bat that back with a perfectly straight bat and give nothing away. but we are, like I said, we're ready to adapt and adjust as we learn about the league. None of us have really got knowledge of what it takes in this league to either be successful or be stable. So we haven't really got any major ambitions of we must finish in this spot or that spot or finish above this line or that line. What we've got to do is we've just got to take each game as it comes, be ready to adapt and adjust in the first few months of the season for sure, gather as much information about the teams we're playing against in the league and what that really entails and take it from there. I think we are, as a football club, we're totally self-sustainable, so that obviously brings certain budget restrictions and stuff like that. So we're certainly not going to be one of the biggest spenders in the league, that's for sure. So we know where we stand financially. We'll be at the bottom end of the table, but we hope with the group that we've got together and a good bit of coaching and a good bit of togetherness that we can sort of finish as high as we can. And if we can improve on last year with a mid-table finish, albeit in a different league, then we'll be delighted with that.
And last question, Pete, just about the upcoming games. Obviously, Chasetown at home on Saturday and then an away trip, a midweek away trip just up the road to Yaxley. So your message to the hometown faithful, get down there and get travelling up to Yaxley as well on Tuesday.
Yeah, 100%. It'd be great to see as many as we can. I think we're going to be an entertaining team. I can't imagine there being too many 0-0 draws in the games that we're involved in. So I think we'll be a good team to come and watch. I think we'll be entertaining, and as I say, starting with Chasetown, who are obviously so close to being promoted, is a big test, and then what is a fairly local game in Yaxley. So hopefully we can get as many people through the door as possible, and I think we'll be one of the most entertaining teams in the league. That's not me saying we'll win every week, because we certainly won't, but I do think you'll see goals probably at both ends of the pitch, unfortunately, but you'll definitely see goals in our game. So to any of the supporters, make sure you come down, and if there's any sort of ground hoppers, I think we'll be a good team to watch. So get yourself down to the Premier Plus, and hopefully we'll see as many people at our games as possible.
Peter Gill there, manager of St Neots Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And let's stick with the brand new clubs joining the division now, and let's go slightly north to Derbyshire, and Long Eaton United will be joining the East Division of the NPL this season. And to hear the mood at the club on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome to the show, to Ian Deacon. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the league season, a big congratulations, really, on the FA Cup success last week. I mean, how was it against Shrewsbury Colliery?
Yeah, we got off to a slow start, obviously, in the first game on the Saturday. They'd had a couple of competitive games in the league. So, yeah, I wasn't best pleased with the performance on the Saturday, but on the Tuesday in the replay, the lads really come into their own and perform like I'm used to them, seeing them do. So, yeah, it was a good game, and it sets us up nice to go into the full league season in the NPL.
Yeah, and you joined the NPL this season after a brilliant campaign last season in the United Counties League. Quite a tussle with Gresley Rovers, but promotion secured as champions. How was last season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't really explain it. I don't think, in terms of me as a player or as a coach or as a manager, I've ever been involved in a side that's kind of gone nearly unbeaten all the way through in the league. Had a fantastic little run in the Cups and the Vars. But yeah, it was unusual, because you had two teams really going at it and neither team was losing. So yeah, it was a fantastic season in terms of, you know, for the fans obviously watching it, it was intriguing. But my lads were a credit to the Souls, really, in terms of the way that they continued to push all the way through the season and ultimately got their just rewards in the end. So yeah, it was a fantastic season all round.
And taking that form into pre-season, how have you found that side of things?
Yeah, again, you know, we found ourselves unbeaten in pre-season. I think, you know, pre-season is one of those ones where a lot of managers say it's not about the results, it's about the performance. But I think, you know, you've got to have that winning mentality and get used to it very quickly. And the lads have come up against some decent opposition in Mikkelover, Basford, Alfreton, and more than held their own. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with how pre-season's gone, fitness-wise. We have, unfortunately, picked up a couple of injuries, which hopefully they'll be back soon. But the preparation was great this year. And yeah, again, taking that into the season, hopefully.
And obviously, as well, with a competitive game, or two competitive games, with the FA Cup this past week. I mean, is that handy to get the ball rolling, get those pre-season cobwebs out the system and into competitive action?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that was kind of evident on the Saturday, the first game when we played Sherwood in the FA Cup. We looked a little bit less sharp than they was. Obviously, they've had a couple of league games, so I don't think that's done us any harm at all. We've got a really, really good squad, you know, and anyone that comes in is capable of playing. I've got a complete trust in all of them. So, yeah, I think that's benefited us definitely getting up to speed a little bit after the pre-season and having a couple of competitive games to get our teeth into and off the back of a really, really good performance Tuesday night.
So let's talk about the league season. It's very early days for me to be asking for your expectations. You know, if you kicked the ball yet in this league. But, I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge of the East Division?
I'm under no illusion it's going to be a tough challenge. I've kind of prepped the lads, obviously, my experience playing in these leagues and being a professional and then playing in the non-league as well. I know that when you're in the Northern Prem, in the Northern League especially, that you've got some really, really tough games. There's some extensive travelling for us. But, you know, we've got high expectations of ourselves. We, you know, the lads have got their own standards that they drive. And I think any team, that any manager, any coach, any player would be lying if they said that they want to go try and win something going into a season, or there's no point really playing, to be honest with you. So, yeah, we'll go into it trying to win every game like we always do. I'm under no illusion, though, it's going to be a lot tougher this year. There's some really, really high-quality teams, you know, and you look at the likes of Worksop and Grantham and some of the players that they've signed. You know, yeah, it's going to be tough, but, you know, these lads are more than ready to go.
And that's on the pitch, but with regards to the club more generally, I mean, what's the mood at the club like? Because, you know, last season was brilliant and this season there's some trips like Bridlington this weekend, but further afield as well up the East Coast. So what's the mood at the club like embarking on this new adventure?
Yeah, very buoyant. I think everyone's looking forward to it. There's some places that I've never been to as a player before, so I'm looking forward to it. You know, there's been a lot of work going on off the pitch. You know, we've had extensive ground improvements in terms of a brand new grass pitch with an irrigation system and pop-up sprinklers, new hospitality suite built. All the seating's been changed in the stands. Obviously, we've got a 4G pitch that we train on next to the main pitch. So, facilities-wise, you know, there's been a lot going on gearing up for this league, and we want to continue to improve. And for me, I think, you know, the travelling side of thing that comes with the territory, you know, when you go into the NPL, that standard of football, you know, becomes a little bit further afield. So yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it and looking forward to the challenge.
And obviously Bridlington on Saturday, you've got Grantham, haven't you, on Tuesday. But generally, you know, that Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire part of the world at the moment is, and I know it's a part of the world that you know very, very well, but non-league wise, it's really thriving at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, you look at the league below, the team, the local team, Kimberley Miners Welfare, they've been promoted up to the UCL, which is Step 5 football. There's a lot of clubs that had successful seasons in terms of Buxton, one of my old clubs, which was great to see. Ourselves, obviously Gresley pushing us all the way. Yeah, it seems to be on the up in the East Midlands in terms of non-league football. But, you know, you look at the Vars, especially, you know, a lot of the northern sides usually get to quite far in that as well. So all over the country, I think non-league's on the up, which is great. You want to see more fans get engaged with it. And for me, the more the merrier. And I think especially in our part of the world now, you've seen an upturn in our fan base. It's putting the Derbyshire, Nottinghamshire kind of area on the map a little bit.
And speaking of that fan base, obviously there'll be a few of them travelling up to Yorkshire to take on Bridlington on Saturday, but a good home crowd as well on Tuesday night, hopefully against Grantham.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I mean, again, you know, the fans will travel with us, and we want to get a decent home crowd. You know, that's massively important, especially for a team that's been promoted. You need your fans behind you, roaring you on when times get tough, because inevitably they will. Teams will put us under pressure as well. But I'm quite an attacking manager. I want the boys to go out and attack, and I'm very much of the elk. I'll go and win 5-4 if I have to. So, you know, then to get there entertained at our place, which would be good. So, and it's great for them to see the new facilities and the ground that we built. You know, it's really, really impressive, to be fair. It's credit to Jim and Nick and Dutch at the club. Who's put a lot of time and effort into that. But yeah, we're hoping for a good crowd Tuesday night at home in our first league competitive game.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Ian Deacon, manager of Long Eaton United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursdays to join us on the show this week, and a big good luck ahead of the new season in the NPL.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thank you.
Ian Deacon, the manager of Long Eaton United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And let's stick with the East Division now of the NPL, and let's go up to County Durham. And brand new to the league, Concert will be travelling to Cleethorpes Town for their season opener on Saturday afternoon. And to judge the mood at the club now, on Thursday, I caught up with Concert manager, here's Andy Coyles. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this weekend's season opener against Cleethorpes, just a bit of a general catch-up, really, about promotion and getting yourselves out of the Northern League. Quite a campaign last year, especially with you coming in partway through the season, made permanent. I mean, how was last season?
Yeah, it was a year like no other, really. Obviously, my role initially was first-team coach under Terry and Graham, and come November... Terry made the transition to Blythe, and Frank asked if I wanted to step in which I said yes, quite happy to do so for the initial 3 weeks, just to make sure that I was happy with the players in terms of whether they bought into what I wanted to do and vice versa. And, you know, it was quite all smooth sailing, you know, for the initial first few months. And with about 9 or 10 games to go, bad luck struck, in which we had 9 or 10 players out injured. And that seen us through right to the playoff game, in which we had 6 key players out for the playoff final. But lo and behold, we made it, and we progressed into the Northern Premier for the first time in the club's history. So, yes, we were disappointed in not clinching the title. That was always our ambition in terms of within the changing room, but the club's ambition was to gain promotion, which we achieved. So, nevertheless, we did it, not the way we wanted to, but we did, and we're looking forward to this season. As I say, first time in Step 4 and making history.
Yeah, and it all comes on the back of, that, like we said, a good season, but also that interstep playoff final against, it was System, wasn't it? And
correct.
What are those games like? Because a couple of years ago, we had that super playoff where Warrington won their playoff final, then had to go play Kingsland and get beat. They're not the best, are they, where you've had such a good season, then you're denied on a technicality, essentially. But it's all on a knife edge, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, especially with 6 days to go, we were eyeing up teams in the other league, in the Northern Premier. Yet, little did we know that we were travelling all the way to Cambridge. And as I say, we did our homework, worked 24/7 around the clock to make sure that there was no stone unturned. And as I mentioned previously, we had 6 key players out injured for that final. And again, not many people will know this outside of Concert Football Club, but I think it was 3 players were actually playing through injuries on the day. So, again, travelling down 3 or 4 hours, knowing the injuries that had occurred leading up to the final, and knowing that it was a one-off game, anything could happen. It was quite a difficult, quite stressful, but again, a challenge that we embraced, and we embraced to victory. So, no, we've got nothing but plaudits for the lads who represented on that day. But after that game, 12 players left the club, and we brought 12 players in. So it's been a big turnaround, those 12 players that left. 2 were out of our control that we would have liked to have kept. 1 retired and 1 stayed in the Northern League. But the others, we just thought it was the right time to move on. And we've brought 12 players in who we feel will serve us well moving forwards into the Northern Premier.
So it is early days, Andy, obviously, in the season. But what's your expectations for this year for the club in this brand new era?
Yeah, we need to be realistic, Ben. As I say, it's a transitional year. It's a year in which... it's going to take time for those 12 to integrate in and amongst the current crop of Concert players. But at the same time, I think we've recruited well. And one thing that I've been really impressed and proud of with the lads so far is the togetherness. You bring that many in, it's quite a gamble, you know, trying to gel and get people playing off and bouncing off one another. But so far, across the 7 pre-season games that we've done, they've done really, really well. Now, that's the first box ticked, and that's the first hurdle overcome. The next thing is to try and change or turn that togetherness into results. And there are some fantastic footballing clubs that have been in that league for many years. Some have just come in and have high ambitions. Our ambition is to make sure that we stabilise, secure our status in that league, and we're just going to do as well as we possibly can. If that means we reach the playoffs, fantastic. If it means we reach mid-table in our first year, then great. But we're just going to take one game as it comes, Ben, and hopefully we finish the season on a high with really good, pleasing performances.
It's a hell of a game to kick the league campaign off, though, isn't it? Cleethorpes away.
Yeah.
I mean, without giving too much away, what's your thoughts on Saturday and the challenge?
Yeah, I've been really impressed with what I've seen so far at Cleethorpes, both last season and this season. Really good football inside, very well organised, very physical outfit. Baptism of fire going into our first game. But, you know, every game's there to be won. But we know what we're up against. Probably one of our furthest, if not the furthest, games of the season. But again, we'll just embrace it as we did last year in the playoff final and give it our all. But no, very impressed with what opposition that we're facing this Saturday. And I imagine they'll be up there once again in the playoffs come end of the season.
And then it's a home game on Tuesday against a team you know very well in North Shields. But that brings me to the makeup of the East Division, because over recent years, with teams coming up from the Northern League like Shildon, Dunstan, Ebbed Town, Mass United, and the like. I mean, it's been a stream of quality sides. So in this division, there isn't too many unknowns, is there, actually, when you think about it?
No, not really. I mean, as I say, we know Shildon, Stockton, Hebburn, North Shields, Dunstan really, really well. And I'd like to feel that we've got a really good relationship with these clubs. But obviously, when we face them this season, we're going to be sort of fighting for those elusive 3 points each and every game. It is basically, in the next couple of years, it's going to become the new Northern League. That's just how it's going to evolve, I think. And as I say, the teams in the Northern League are exceptionally strong, and they've shown that over previous years, where you had Shildon last season, who made the playoffs. You had Stockton, who were up there as well, who made the playoffs. And again, Dunstan have been there or thereabouts. And Marsk, again, have gone on and gained promotion, and congrats to them. So, no, it's an extremely tough league, but the Northern League teams have done themselves exceptionally proud, and I'd like to think that the five or six of us this season can marry that response of the previous years.
And Andy, big weekend coming up, Cleeve Hops away, and then, like we said, on Tuesday, welcoming North Shields to your place. How much are you looking forward to this opening weekend and getting the ball rolling on this brand new era at the club?
Yeah, it's what you did it for. It's what you did all your homework for last year to get into this position where you're operating out of step four. And as I say, the changing room and the training sessions this week have been really good, really positive. The lads are itching at the bit. We didn't get off to a great start last week in the FA Cup. We made a significant amount of mistakes, and we're looking to put that right this week. But no, really looking forward to the game at hand against Cleethorpes, and I'm confident in the boys that they're going to give their all. And hopefully we put on a performance that the supporters and the football club are pleased with and proud of.
Well, Andy Coyle's manager of Consett, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursday to join us this week. And good luck with the season opener this weekend.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, James, that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big thank you for joining us. It's good to be back.
It is indeed. And good luck to all the teams this coming weekend. Everyone's back in there. Crowds have been great from the pre-season. Keep yourself nice and safe in the weather this weekend, because it's going to be scorchio, apparently. So, here we go again.
Absolutely. Great stuff. James Hayes, Social Media Officer from the Northern Premier League. A big, big thank you for joining us, and have a lovely week.
James, you then.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. And a big thank you as well to all the managers who've joined us this week. A big good luck to everyone this weekend in embarking on a brand new NPL season. Remember, for all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.